I quit gambling, so I started a podcast hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And we're back for our third episode. On today's show, I'm going to be joined by some very special guests that you will find out who they are later. Because as of right now, I haven't booked anybody yet. But I plan on making some phone calls to make this show a little bit better, so it's not just me ranting and raving about stuff. But there's been a lot going on since the last episode where I did my Creed 2 review. If you haven't heard that yet, you should definitely check it out. There's not many spoilers, just a couple. But nothing that really ruins the movie. As a matter of fact, I've gotten a little bit of feedback from people, and they told me that it is the best Creed 2 review that they have heard so far. So definitely go back in the archives and check that out. I live it out here in Las Vegas, and I'm a comedian, and I go out to the open mics, and it's rough. A lot of people ask me how I got the name Benny Legg. People are like, you know, people make fun of the name. They say, you know, they don't understand the name. What does Benny Legg mean? Where did it come from? You see, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. And my whole life I waited for them to win the Super Bowl because I heard my whole life from Cowboys fans and Steelers fans just how great winning a Super Bowl was and that they were like better than me because their team had more Super Bowls. So I'm thinking, man, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. My life is going to change forever. So a week after the Eagles won, I owed rent. And when my landlord called for it, I'm like, I don't got to pay rent. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. And he's like, you're evicted. And then I called off work for 7 straight days. And when I went in on the 8th day, they call me up in the office and they're like, you can't call in for 7 straight days. And I'm like, but the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And then they're like, you're fired. Then about a week after that, I owed about $2,500 to my bookie. And he called me on the phone like, hey, when are you going to pay that $2,500? And I'm like, I don't got to pay you. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. And he didn't say a word. He just hung up the phone. And that's how I got the name Benny Legg. Because he found me and broke one. True story. True story. Not made up one bit. I have recovered. I have both legs. But the stage name Benny Legg fit at the time. And I'm going to keep rolling with it. I've had some discussions with friends about changing it. We were thinking one of the options was Benny Legendary. But we're going to hold off on that one for now. If Benny Legg doesn't work out, maybe we'll change it. I have a special announcement I'd like to make. Next week, my mother is going to be in town visiting me. She's coming out to Las Vegas. And she will be in studio. Next week, find out all about how we got here. As I sit down and interview my mother, Queen Legg, we call her. Nobody calls her that, but that they will. They will. But it's nice to have her coming out. It's pretty cool. But she's never seen me do an open mic comedy. And I always wanted to show her, you know, make her proud, show her that I'm just, you know, I'm trying to do something, you know, try to impress her. So with her coming out, I was talking to her. I'm like, hey, you know, there's an open mic Monday night. Why don't we go and I'll perform, and you could see me for the very first time. And she's like, no, I'd rather go see Carrot Top. But I guess, you know, she's going to help out with the podcast at least, so that'll be fun. Now, I mentioned earlier that I was going to have a special guest, but I didn't have anything booked yet. But I just got a text from my good buddy George. He was on the first episode of the show. We talked back and forth, had a variety of subjects. Check it out on the archives. But George just invited me over to his house. It's a, you know, beautiful Vegas night, and we're going to light a fire. We're going to have like a campfire. This should be fun. So let's do, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to drive over to George. I'm going to drive over to George's, and we're going to sit down at a fire and record a podcast together. This should be exciting. And I am in the car now, and I've set up all my podcast equipment, and I'm about, it's like 2 minutes away from arriving at George's house. I'm super excited to do this. There's nothing more fun than recording or talking by a fire, by a campfire. It's going to be great. We're just in his backyard. We're going to tell stories. It's going to be excellent podcasting. I'm so excited to do this. But, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I just missed a turn in a roundabout for the fourth consecutive time. Roundabouts are a complete waste of time. Why not just make the road straight? I don't understand. You know it's a high-class neighborhood when it has roundabouts, though. It's a very nice neighborhood I'm over. George is living big. Wow. Keep telling me about all these first TD bets he keeps hitting. Is that how he pays for all this? It's unbelievable. He had Golden Tate tonight. Maybe I'll talk about that a little later with him. But he had Golden Tate at 12-1 for the first touchdown. You see, I quit gambling, but George keeps sending me all his gambling picks. So, at least it's working out for George. But I'm happy the Eagles won. Like I said, says it's a big game with Dallas. Everybody, there's beautiful Christmas lights everywhere. Everybody's setting up shop for Christmas. That's great. You know, looks nice. Very nice neighborhood. Wow. Oh, my. Oh, wow. Look at this house. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Oh, if you guys, if there was only visual. But anyway, it looks like I'm about like 15 seconds away from George's. I'm excited to do this. And I think we're going to create some great stuff. George was on our first episode. Everybody told me he was funnier than I was. So it's good to get him back on again. Wow, what a beautiful house. This is incredible. George is living large. I might ask George for a loan. We'll see what happens.
You so could have made that turn.
Yeah, Siri. You probably should have. But, all right, I'm at George's. I'm going to go inside, set up shop, and be right back with George.
You've had two pairs of gloves this whole time? Guys, surprise, I'm over at George's, and we lit a fire, and we're hanging out outside. So my special guest is George at the fire.
Oh, shit.
But right now, for light, he's shining his flashlight into the fire.
I had to see if what that noise was. It sounded like the chili was boiling.
I thought you were looking for the poker.
Something's bubbling in here. That ain't the chili, is it?
No, it's probably that Rice Krispie brick that I threw in 5 minutes ago. George is like,
I shouldn't burn like that.
George is like, I got money. I got food. I got stuff. And then he went out into the trash and found the expired Rice Krispie treats that he had. And he brought them back to me to eat.
You know what's funny?
Please share with me. What is funny, please?
What was funny is earlier when we were talking tennis.
Yeah.
You said that Novak Djokovic was the favorite to win the Australian Open this year, and he was plus 120. Now, the Australian Open is when? That's like...
That's the end of January, normally.
The end of January, right?
Yeah.
So, we just had Thanksgiving here, right? College bowl season, national championship, haven't had the Super Bowl yet, NFL playoffs. But you just happen to know the odds on the favorite to win the Australian Open was Novak Djokovic at plus 120. And you know what? When I heard that, I knew it was true because I also looked at that. And I got to thinking, you would probably have to search, if you just randomly selected people in Las Vegas even who would know those odds. It would take you a long time to find two people that knew it.
We are one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the Big Dipper. Or the Little Dipper. See the Little Dipper?
Yeah, pull your pants up.
Have you seen traffic in Vegas lately?
Man. I grew up in Michigan. And we used to have two seasons out there, winter and construction.
Sorry.
And now I'm going to Vegas.
Sorry for blowing smoke in your face. George, I apologize.
You son of a bitch.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so when I was in Michigan, it was two seasons, winter and construction. And the last year in Vegas, I felt like there was one season, construction.
We'll add the rim shot later.
Yeah, give me a rim job later. That's for sure. You think that's ready?
I'm not laughing at the chili. I'm laughing at your gloves.
Well, they're my pot holders. That's what you use to hold it when you eat it.
Oh, really? I didn't know this.
You think I'm putting this in a bowl? That's what the spoon's for.
What's that?
Oh, is that a
I think we should only hang out when I have insurance, George.
That was a call. Get one.
So you had a nice winter tonight with on the Eagles game, huh?
I told you I started with $15 and ended with $47 because my $2 score the first touchdown, and then I went all in with the rest.
You've been on fire with them first touchdown wagers, haven't you?
I have. I've seen it.
George, the microphone isn't on. You don't have to lean into it anymore.
No, I'm trying to lean away from the smoke at the campfire because every now and then it comes at you.
Oh, I haven't noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like to. Yeah, I like to bet. You know, they only do the first, who's going to score the first touchdown for the primetime game. So that's Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. So.
That's when the primetime games are, huh?
Yeah, that's prime time. For those of you that aren't Nelson Edge and McCabe.
I don't bet anymore. I quit gambling. So I started a podcast, in case you haven't heard. But I do have a Super Bowl pick. And that's the Houston Texans.
Ooh, everything's bigger there.
I can't imagine how big I'd be down in Texas.
Oh, shit.
George, while I have you here by the campfire, campfire is a good place for scary stories. I'd like to share one with you. You see, I was growing up in a rough town. There's this house on the corner that was haunted. Nobody would ever go there. But one night, I snuck in. And when I got there, I saw the ghost. and its name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, this one's bubbling out too. It must be that cold thing.
I bought a pen the other day. I bought a pen.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who buys pens?
I don't know.
And you know what? I haven't used it once. And you know why? I can't fucking find the thing. It turns out when you buy pens, you don't really keep track of them.
All right. That was fun. That was fun. I just got back in the car. It's a good time there with George. Nice time at the fire. But driving home, it was a great show. We had a fun time. A lot of laughs. This is officially, let's go to the counter. We have a counter. I'm driving home right now, but I do have the counter with me in the car. Let's go to the counter. It currently sits at 2 episodes without gambling. Let's update that counter right now. We are now at 3 episodes without gambling. Guys, once again, thank you for listening so much. You could follow me on Twitter at BennyLegWins. You can follow me on Instagram, BennyLeg. Continue to listen to the show, support the show, spread the word. I appreciate it. I'm Benny Leg. Thanks for listening. What the? Fuck! Motherfuck! Son of a fuck! Shit! Alright, relax! Relax! Oh, fuck. I'm still recording.